Robert, couldn't you take that shaving cream off your face? Oh, yes, of course. Where's my towel? I know I brought it down with me. For that matter, where was Chester? I'd seen him going toward the table, but I'd lost track of him, listening to all that talk about DDT. I just hoped they didn't use any of that stuff where they grew chocolate cupcakes. Pete, did you take my towel? Why would I take your towel, Dad? I don't shave. Just then the door swung open. I could not believe my eyes. There was Chester, with Mr. Monroe's towel draped around his back and tied under his neck like a cape. That was strange enough, but on his face was an expression that sent chills down my spine. His eyes were wide and staring. The corners of his mouth were pulled back in an evil grimace. His teeth were bared and gleaming in the morning light. He cackled menacingly and threw back his head as if he were laughing at all of us. I thought he'd completely lost his mind. There's my towel. What's the matter, Chester? Were you cold? Mr. Monroe bent down to take the towel from Chester. Before he could lay his hands on it, Chester flipped over onto his back, closed his eyes, and folded his paws over his chest. It was a hideous sight. He opened his eyes wide. With paws outstretched, he slowly lifted his head. His eyes glazed and vacant. Soon the upper half of his body followed, all in one smooth flow, until he was in a sitting position. Hey, Dad, did you leave your brandy glass out last night? Chester is acting a little weird. Well, son, cats are funny creatures. I glanced at Chester. He wasn't laughing. Psst, Chester, what are you up to? I'm a vampire, you dolt. Can't you tell? I'm trying to warn them. Well, it's not working. You'd better think of something else. Chester frowned, apparently deep in thought. So you see, Toby, Mr. Monroe was explaining, all cats are as individual as all people. Maybe he just wants to get our attention. Isn't that right, kitty cat? Ordinarily, Chester would have left the room upon being called kitty cat, but he was lost in thought. Come on, Chester, give me back my towel.